You normally bark up a storm when somebody's knocking. You not a guard dog anymore? Go to bed. Go. Let's see who this is. Hey, sir. What are you doing here? How I am? Pretty shit, actually. But, you know, there are easier ways to figure that out. Calling, texting, a postcard, fucking smoke signals. Anything else would have worked. You didn't have to show up. Did you? Why? Why did you want to show up? You're unbelievable. I wanted to see you for the past, I don't know how long it's been, but I couldn't get in contact with you, no matter what I fucking tried. I bet you're sorry about that, considering you're standing here. So, what? Something happened? Okay. Then what do we have to talk about? There is no us. You remember that, right? You know that that ended. Because you didn't give us any other choice. Sorry, just rings hollow. I didn't want you to say anything. You just showed up out of the fucking blue. I didn't say that. Yeah, I just sent him to bed because he wasn't... he wasn't being much of a guard dog anyway. He must have known it was you on the other side of the door. He still recognizes how you smell, I guess. No, don't. Just don't. There's a lot to unpack. I don't know what it is that I have left to say, but I'm sure there's something. Just because I didn't want you to leave doesn't mean I want you to come in. Why now? I feel like I was finally getting used to the idea of never seeing you again. It only took, I don't know, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't lost track at this point. I thought I was going to start making marks on the walls like a fucking prison cell. Well, that's how it feels. I'm being dramatic. Am I the one that showed up at the other's doorstep? I just don't know what you expected. I don't know how you thought this was going to go. But this is about the only way it could. This is one of the few scenarios I never imagined, because it was so far-fetched, so absurd, it would just never happen. You just show up out of the fucking blue. What did you want out of this? Then talk about whatever you want to talk about. This conversation doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. Look, we weren't perfect to begin with. I know that. Nobody is. And I know that that is not a solution either, to just say, que sera, sera, and be done with it. But some things are like that. I feel like the things we fought about the most really are just things that are like that. I got so much better at just accepting you for who you are. Taking in stride the things that I didn't really like and you knew weren't good traits, be honest. But I was okay with it after a while. I knew that that was the cost of the package, and I was way more than willing to sign for it. You were worth it. I mean, you were way more than worth it. That's why I didn't end it. So, I don't know what I did. But it must have been bad, pretty bad, I guess. Fuck. It was heartbreaking. It was disappointing. I didn't know what to do with myself. I asked my therapist. Actually, she wouldn't tell you anyway, but... It is nice to see you're okay. I wish I could have known that through more conventional organic means. But it's good that you're okay. I was kind of worried about you. You dropped off the face of the earth. I crept around a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't help it, I guess. Hadn't posted anything in a long time, and I don't know, maybe you just abandoned those profiles because you knew I knew about them. But I stopped checking after a certain amount of time. I didn't want to be that guy. Because even with how poorly things ended and abruptly, I still, for some fucking reason, cared how the story would go 5, 10, 15 years later. I didn't want to stand out as that crazy guy you used to date and couldn't shake. I wanted you to want me to. But it was clear that was never going to change. I gave up on just about everything. No, I quit. I don't know. I didn't have the mental fortitude to keep going without you. Just don't. Don't. You know, the worst part of you showing up like this is remembering how good of a person you are. Seeing how pretty you still are. You're everything that I remember loving. Yeah. We should certainly avoid that word, shouldn't we? I know you came a long way for this. I hate to just turn you away, but it's a lot. It's okay. wish things had gone very differently. I never blocked your numbers or anything, so I mean, you can text me or something, but I don't think I can do this right now. I'm feeling pretty lost. It's good to see you. Hopefully, I'll see you.